Massaging the legs
and thighs of the transcendental Lord.
And thighs of the transcendental Lord. very carefully.
Very carefully.
Serving him in this way.
Serving him in this way.
Purport. Brahma is the appointed Lord of the universe because his father is Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is automatically his mother. Lakshmi is worshipped by all demigods and by the inhabitants of other planets as well. Human beings are also eager to receive favor from the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi is always engaged in massaging the legs and thighs of the Supreme Personality Godhead Narayan, who is lying on the ocean of Garbha within the universe. Brahma is described here as the son of the goddess of fortune, but actually, he was not born of her womb. Brahma takes his birth from the abdomen of the Lord himself. A lotus flower grows from the abdomen of Garbhakshaya Vishnu, and Brahma is born there. Therefore, Lakshmiji massaging of the thighs of the Lord should not be taken as the behavior of an ordinary wife. The Lord is transcendental to the behavior of the ordinary male and female. The word Abhavasya is very significant, for it indicates that he could produce Brahma without the assistance of the goddess of fortune. Since transcendental behavior is different from mundane behavior, it should not be taken that the Lord receives service from his wife, just as a demigod or human being might receive service from his wife. It is advised here that the yogi always keep this picture in his heart. The devotee always think of this relationship between Lakshmi and Narayana. Therefore, he does not meditate on the mental plane as impersonalists and voidists do. Bhava means one who accepts a material body. Nabhava means one who does not accept a material body. The descent in the original spiritual body. Lord Narayan is not born of anything material. Matter is generated from matter, but he is not born of matter. Brahma is born after creation, but since the Lord existed before creation, the Lord has no material body. Can't see anything now. So, this is a very nice description of Lord Krishna. We can understand that even though Lord Krishna is the supreme source of everything, he is not, he is aloof from this creation. His energies are working under this direction. Lakshmi explains here, Lakshmi is the goddess of fortune. She is massaging the thighs and legs of Lord Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, who is lying in the Karvadaksha, the causal ocean, in the creation, the vast ocean. We see pictures of that in the Bhagavatam. But it seems to a materialistic person, sometimes we think of ourselves as same as we think that we are connection with God, and they have a mundane perception of God. Krishna is the creator of the universe. At the same time, he is not taking any help from any material sources. He is the creator of everything. Universes are coming out from his pores of his body, but he is not in need of anyone to create him. He is the source of the creation. So here in Prabhupada explaining that Brahma, sometimes Brahma is also known as Aja. Aja means one who is not born. Because he is not actually born from the womb. He appears on the lotus flower that's sprouted from the abdomen of Lord Vishnu. So he found himself at the top of the lotus, but actually he was not born from the womb of anyone. But Prabhupada explained that even Lord Brahma is the the first created being in this universe. But Krishna created him. So he is not the original creator. Even though he is the creator, but he is not the original creator. The original creator is Krishna, God. So, it's very hard for us to understand this material universe is so old, and living entities existing in this universe is for so long. But actually, we know that Krishna is the is not connected to this. His energy is working. He is aloof from this creation. That's mentioned here, abhava or bhavasya. Abhava means one who is not accepting this material creation. He is above this material creation. He is the enjoyer of everything. The enjoyer, the total enjoyer of everything, material and spiritual. He is the enjoyer, he is the supreme enjoyer. We think we are the enjoyer, but actually Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. The material world is created because we want to enjoy. But even though we have this material creation for us to enjoy, but actually it is meant for Krishna's pleasure. So this chapter here, this description of devotional service, instruction to Devahuti by Kapila Muni about devotional service. Instruction of devotional service. The devotional service is a mental development of devotion to Krishna. Just like we talk about evolution. Evolution in the sense of Krishna consciousness viewpoint is that we develop our love for Krishna, improving devotion for Krishna. That's the evolution of our consciousness. Spiritual consciousness. That's why we say Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to develop consciousness of Krishna. Manvana bhavma bhakta madhya jivam namashmi. That's what Krishna said. Krishna said that one should think of him, become my devotee, worship him. This is how a devotee is engaged in his time and his energy in serving Krishna, by thinking of Krishna. So, the purpose of the material creation is we are placed here in this material creation to come to understand that actually, ultimately, we are not meant to be here in this material. We are meant to be in this spiritual energy. So we see Lakshmi is serving, the gopis are serving, we see even the demigods are serving, they are serving by helping to assist the creation of Krishna in this world. Brahma is creating this universe, but they are all working under the instruction of Krishna. So, Lakshmi is serving, but Lakshmi is the energy of Krishna. She is the expansion of the energy of Radharani. Even it is mentioned, the gopi is the wives of Krishna and Dwarka. They are all an expansion of the energy of Krishna. And Radharani, she is known as the Haladni Shakti, internal potency of Krishna. So, even the gopis, they are serving Krishna, and the Lakshmis are serving Krishna. In Vaikuntha it is mentioned that Lakshmis, they are serving Krishna, and the Narayan, that they are cleaning the pathways and the roads. Actually, there is no dust in Vaikuntha. They are always seen clean. So, the Lakshmis, they are serving Narayan. Gopis are serving Krishna, assisting his pastimes, Krishna's pastimes. So everyone is taking up the servitorship of Krishna. But nevertheless, we never think that we are the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. This is the idea. The whole creation, everyone is serving Krishna, is meant to serve Krishna. So, how can we materialists, living entities in this material world, how can we think we are the enjoyer? Actually, the pleasure is there in serving. Just like yesterday we were celebrating, Lord Nicholas appears there. We had to fast the half day and get up so early and chant and sing. But it's actually so exciting. And you feel at the end of the day we are feeling very peaceful. There's no hardship in that. It's full of enjoyment. So actually service attitude is the criteria for a devotee. When we serve Krishna, that's what we get our pleasure from. It's like, the people come upstairs and then there are a group of devotees that are serving the guests. But they feel very happy to serve them. Then they go, here I go, one spoon of rice, second, I really want to serve you. But they're feeling pleasure in giving people. So in the same way, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, when you're doing anything for Krishna, there's a very pleasure. So this pleasure is not like you go to work and you feel very, you get up in the morning and you have to go to work, it's very, you know, look forward to that, because it's very hardship in life. Go to work and then you look forward on the weekend. But actually, serving Krishna is different. When you serve Krishna, it's daily, very routine. You get up early in the morning and you wake the deity, you have to get up much early, you have to go to sleep early. It's very routine and it's very dedicated service. But you're doing out of love for Krishna, you feel pleasure doing that. Maharaj has come here, the Mataji, they're all cooking for your guru. They say, oh no, Maharaj is here again, I have to cook. You know, and they're in diet, they have to find this and cook so many things, it's not easy. But actually, it's a very pleasure to serve guru, to serve Vaishnava and serve Krishna. This is, we're doing out of love. We don't have to do this, we don't have to be here. Like all those brahmacharis, I know we had, I know you came to Australia and had a job and you went to university and you passed and you got a job and you can earn and live in this world nicely. But you gave up all that and even here at the temple and serving. You don't have to do it, but you did it because you understand that there is so much pleasure in doing this. Serving Krishna is our goal of our human existence. The goal of our existence is to serve Krishna. The purpose of our being here. Not only here, being in the spiritual world. Where we're in the spiritual world, not everyone is lazing out. They're all serving. Like I said, there's no dust in Vaikuntha, but the Lakshmis are serving and sweeping the road. Here there's a lot of dust. That's why you have Gandhija cleaning every day. You didn't clean Gandhija one day or one week. There is so much dust around. And you just go to the kitchen. You see there's so much dust. You just leave it 1 week. If you didn't clean the road and collect garbage in Melbourne, there would be like heaps of garbage everywhere. And it's smelling. We have to clean every day. And especially in our kitchen here, there's so much stuff. So we don't invite everyone to go to the kitchen. So the point is that when we do our service, it's not that you're doing it for some purpose of pleasing you. You think that this is Krishna's place, this is Krishna's temple, this is Krishna's puppet, this is Krishna's kitchen, I'm cooking for Krishna. And this food is going to go off to Krishna and it's going to be served to the people, they will be benefited by taking prasadam. So there is ultimately this connection to Krishna. That's what we do, because it pleases Krishna. The purpose of devotional service, we said devotional service means devotion. We do things with devotion, with consciousness fully observed in meditating on Krishna. This is what makes it here, yoga. Yoga doesn't mean a stretch. The purpose of the real yoga is meditation. How many people can meditate? But meditation, I believe, is meditation through service. Everything we do, we are doing with full absorption. That is meditation. It doesn't mean to breathing and do some exercises. That is a very external thing. But actually, yoga means, the purpose of yoga, it has many meanings. One meaning of yoga means derived from divine, rise to the divine platform. Demonian to divine. That's one meaning of yoga. Or another meaning of yoga means lifestyle. Anatmani and yoga means to just be healthy. Asana, yoga poses, you do to stretch and you feel good. It's not only the purpose, but the purpose to understand why do we get diseased, why do we suffer, why do we have to do exercise? Right? Why are we here in this world first of all? Why do we need to do so many exercises, so many yoga centers, and so many places where people actually exercise to be healthy? Why are we suffering? So the purpose of the devotional service means to understand, to go deeper in the meaning of purpose of our being here in this material existence. The goal of our existence is to develop love for Krishna. That we'll be happy when we do that. This is like taking fish out of water. Prabhupada gives the example, take fish out of the water, you can live long, because they belong in the world. So similarly, in this material world, the way to be really happy is when we can serve Krishna, like the Lakshmis are serving Krishna, like the gopis are serving Krishna. Gopis are the highest devotees, topmost devotees. Not Narad Muni, Narad Muni messenger of Krishna. The Brahma is serving Krishna. They are not the highest devotees. Shiva is very highest devotees, but not as highest as the gopis. Because you know, Narad Muni once Krishna came to Narad Muni, said, Krishna said that I have a headache. You know the story. Krishna had a headache. With a headache, Krishna had a headache. He is Bhagavan, but he was playing a pastime. You know, to show that who is a great devotee. So he told Narad Muni that he had a headache, and the way to take away his headache, that you get the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees. So Narad Muni went to Brahma, said, oh, Krishna has a headache. Oh, when he said that the medicine, remedy to take away his headache, that he needs the dust from the feet of his devotees. Can you give your dust from your feet? He said, I can't do that. I'll go to hell. I'll take my dust. I'm not devotee. So then he went to Shiva and said the same thing, Krishna, and they go, can you give dust? Oh, I'll go to hell. And he went to many demigods, and they all refused. And finally he went to the gopis, Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna has a headache. Oh, how to? Then they said, Krishna wants the dust from the feet of his devotees. Oh, yeah, take as much as you want, as long as Krishna feels better. We don't mind going to hell. So that is, Krishna wanted to show that actually he is a great devotee. So you can see the stagnant of different types of devotees, that they always want to see how Krishna can be pleased. They sacrifice their own sense enjoyment for the pleasure of the Guru, for the pleasure of the devotees. This is what I mean, that when you serve, there is this particular flavor in that. I remember when I was a Gurukul, we had to serve the devotees. That's part of our academy, to develop service attitude, so to serve the devotees. I said, I don't want to serve, I want to eat first. So that I kind of fasting days, it's very difficult to serve. You know, it's fasting all day, I want to eat, and all this nice bisharam, I can serve. So they said that, okay, you guys eat first, so you're not like craving for bisharam and serving, because you have a proper attitude. You're serving, it's so when you just dump in the plate, you didn't have the right attitude. You know, hey, here, you eat it. With children, we should be eating first. You guys, you know, sannyasi, I'm going to serve you. We didn't say that, but they had that mood. So, here you go. So, they went to eat first. So, you're feeling better. So, but actually, there's one devotee I remember. He used to always serve every time and very happy, and he was serving all the devotees, and he ate last. And what's left over? Because, like, sometimes all the good things are gone. Maybe just some rice and dal.
and all the cakes and all that. But he was very happy, taking whatever was left. So I was very impressed by that. I thought, wow, I would be like that. But not that I could do it, but I was just appreciating that his attitude. And he was somewhere like, just take what's left underneath just on this side of the pot. He was like, scrape off and eat that. And he didn't have much on his plate. But everybody said, they were always so happy to see such attitude. I was really impressed by that. So he was not actually doing it. He was doing it out of love, and he felt, not artificially, he actually felt doing service that was very pleasing. And like me doing the deity worship, I didn't want to do the deity worship, so I told him it's quite austere for me to just be in the deity room while having a kirtan, to go take a shower and spend there. You know, it's very, my mind can focus on the deity. I'm telling the truth. Open with you. So I'm the deity room. The highest service, Prabhupada says, those who are pujaris, because they are associating the deity with God directly. Radha is such an austere service because everybody is up there taking prasadam and here in the pucha, wagging the arm. And I said, just give me another service. We have a big fired up kirtan, ecstatic kirtan in the deity room. My feet's like moving. So I want to dance, my hands going like this. But actually, we need to develop the taste for serving Krishna. Whatever we do, we need to have that we need to develop. That's the process of Krishna consciousness too. So sometimes I have to say to myself, why do I have this problem? So I always like to see and then try to correct it. That's what process of Krishna consciousness is. To try to see what is the root cause. And then maybe we work on it to try to fix that. Just like you go to work. You work really hard. You make sure you get a degree and you get a job. You work for it. You work really hard for it. You left your family, go somewhere very far away, and then you work for it. And you get a degree and you get a job. It's not easy. Your parents have to give money. I know one boy, Chinese. His father had to sell his house in China to bring him here to study. All the house, and they're living in a renting home. They sold their home to bring their son to Australia to study here. And so he said he wants to become pilot, fly airplane. It's very expensive. So then I told him, it's not easy. So you're making so much difficult for your parents. Anyway, so the point is that people work very hard and they get it. They work for it. They go and they work for it and they get it. Similarly, Krishna consciousness also. We can get what we want. We want love for Krishna. But now we easily said, but actually, how much love we can love for Krishna is not. We see ourselves, you know, so many difficulties we have in our heart. That's why there's the story of Hanuman. You know, Hanuman is in his heart. He is the pure servant of the Ram. He had nothing but serving Krishna. Didn't think of anything else. Actually, in his heart, he had Ram and Sita, Lakshman. There's a famous picture of, you know, Hanuman ripped open his chest, and then there's Sitaram, Lakshman. So just to see what's in our heart. That's why we all want to show our heart open. That's why I'm here. Mutil his eyes. So we need to keep our heart very clean, Chaitadarpana Marjana. Then we may say that, but actually serving Krishna is not just a mechanical thing. It's developed taste for it. When you chant Hare Krishna, as soon as you sit down, I'm going to chant scripture rounds, focus on chanting. As soon as I sit down, I find myself sleeping. At the first mantra. Then I come back. Every time, you come back. to chant again. Tamil Krishna Maharaj used to say that when he started chanting japa, if he made a mistake, he'd go back to that to start again. So I told him, like, you know, we would be take a long time to finish one round, because every time we would be thinking of something else. So if you chant one mantra and you find yourself, you're thinking of something and you didn't chant nicely, then you have to go back again to start. So you will be like in the beginning of the japa, like before you finish one round, it might be a very long time. So that's actually a good thing, because then you're practicing to make yourself, you know, correct every time. So that's the whole thing about Krishna consciousness. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. The yoga, the process of yoga is to practice. Practice comes, they say quickly. Practice makes perfect. So I always tell my students, they are too difficult. See you later. I go to find a teacher who's going to teach me like easier. You know, but if you study hard, if you throw yourself to the you endeavor for perfection, you want the goal, and you will get it. That requires your determination. That's what Krishna said. Abhyasa, through practice and knowledge and detachment. You cannot practice without having a goal or knowledge. Detachment. So, I want to be detached from today. You can't. You have to have knowledge. So, that goes together, knowledge and detachment, because you understand. You study the scriptures, then you know, I'm not just doing it for myself, I'm doing it for Krishna. Like if you do for someone, then you have an intention. You feel, oh, then you feel, oh, thank you, I feel so happy you gave me this bishara. So they are reciprocating with you. So they feel great. So if you don't, so that's understanding, that's knowledge. Knowledge, when you apply the knowledge, then you will understand, then you will want to develop detachment. Because detachments come from serving Krishna, because he knows doing for Krishna. But if you don't have that understanding, even though you're practicing, you'll become again victimized. You will become again fall down to sense enjoyment. So again and again we say, Abhyasa Yogyuktena, practice, practice. And fall down, practice, like Prabhupada says, a child beginning to walk. They're always falling down. But they don't, because it's already there. Just a little bit of practice. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is always there in our heart. We're born spiritual life, we are spiritual living entities, part of Krishna. So if you practice with determination, making the goal, you will get love for Krishna. Like you were saying the other day, what's the difficulty? The Prabhupada says, he woke up Prabhupada in the middle of the night, he went to the Brahmacharya ashram, and he was kicking the devotees. Get up! Get up! In the middle of the night, it's 1 o'clock at night. And they said, Prabhupada, he looked up. The devotees said, it's 1 o'clock at night. We are sleeping. The Prabhupada, he is not affected by any tiredness. He can only see Krishna at every moment. Do we need to sleep because we get tired? But in spiritual world, there's no sleep. Just like yesterday, we had a very intense day, we were singing all day and everything. And even at night, I couldn't sleep. I was excited. I said, oh, what a day. I want to do it more. I went home and was trying to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. I was thinking of the day we had, the exciting day we had yesterday. The whole night I was thinking. So actually, that's what Krishna consciousness is. It puts you in a transcendental platform. You don't need to sleep. What sleep? Why do we have to eat? I'm thinking to myself, and then we look at all the cakes and all this wonderful chocolate. How much can you eat, really? 10 chapatis? Even if you're a millionaire, you can't eat a million chapatis. 5. We don't enjoy it. Krishna is, like you were telling the story yesterday. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating mountain of food. And Lord Nityananda also came. That's what Gopatanta was just coming up a few months in October at that time. eat a mountain of food and no stomach ache. So Krishna is the enjoyer. We're not only saying it. Krishna has demonstrated himself. He is the enjoyer. So, I do exercise, I'm so strong. Look at my muscle. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And he's very slim. He didn't have to do any exercise.
Only 7 years.
God. 7 years old, 7 nights. Not just, I can't even pick up this glass and keep it up. In India, in the schools, in the early days, in Indian school, they would make you stand in yoga pose. Like this, like a long time, with a brick in the hand. And at least in Bengal, they did that. So we are doing yoga pose, like stretch out, and we do it if I want to, but they actually have to do it. They put a brick on your hand and stand there. But that is the what I'm saying. We have to practice. It's out of love to Lord. That's the point. So the gopis, the gopas, the lakshmis, they're all serving Krishna out of love for Krishna. It's not that Krishna needs your service. Like all you guys, you know, I was very impressed by you. You give up your studies and your work, and you're going to Brahmacharya in ashram. It's so nice. I mean, how long can you live in Kali Yuga? Not even 100 years. Already we are 40, 50, time is flying. Kali Yuga people live for 100,000 years. 100,000 years. If I give you a benediction, you live for 100,000 years for task. May you live for 100,000 years. That's too long. There's so much suffering here already. That's it. Of course, Krishna is very kind on us to live early. So I was talking about this a few days ago. This Dhamma Krishna Maharaj, he was just 50. It was so distressful for him to live. But Krishna wants us to come, no one can stop it. And many of our gurus, they're only under 50, just over 50. They left already, back to Godhead. Someone like us, we have to live here long, after 100 or longer. So, we don't mind to live longer if we have the desire to serve Krishna. We think, oh, I want to live for a long time, I have a lot of yoga, everything, I'll be healthy. Trees can live very long. They're not serving Krishna. So, the idea of our living here, the idea of our being here, is to serve God. To develop love for God. It's not that we want to live here just for the sake of living, like a tree. You can live here for 5 minutes, but if you have serving Krishna attitude, that's the thing. That's what we want. The devotee is happy, Krishna is happy, that makes us happy. Our happiness, that's the people always say, your happiness is our happiness. Here's a mobile phone. You said our happiness. In Radhavallabha, they didn't show Radhavallabha, they show your product. Your happiness is our happiness. Give us $500 and you buy the mobile phone. They say it like this. But actually, the serving Krishna is such a peaceful thing. And you won't even feel it, you're tired. Just like when you sit down after all the hard work, then you feel tired. Doing your service, you won't feel tired. Like you all work in the crossways and, you know, in the kitchens. I have not done this much service in my whole life. The amount of service I do here in the kitchen. Just in 3 hours, like 7 hours. That's hard. On the spot. Oh my God. If I told you what I was doing before, it's quite humbling. And Prima is huge pot, you can stand in it. It's so big. 90 to 100 liters of sabji they're cooking there. And so hot. And here in the temple, oh, You're enjoying the happiness. And those guys, they're really working. But they like it. They're just as enjoying as you are enjoying, because they're doing for Krishna. They're sweating away. They go there and say, oh, I just want to, you know, you always go there, I go, but you know, there guys are cooking, you don't want to go there, because it's so hot. The heat rises, and it's sweating. A lot of sweat. You say, you want to do yoga? They're already sweating. Squeezing out that poison and toxics. You don't need to do that. So, the thing is, when you do things out of love for Krishna, that is devotion. That's devotional service. Devotional service is not a, like I said, it's not a mechanical thing. When you do service, you need to develop the taste. You need to develop. That's the whole idea. It doesn't come, ruchi, the taste, it doesn't come unless you actually understand why you're doing it. That's why you take pusharam. You have the hours of cooking there, the hours of the rasgulla plate come out. So, wow, I'll have that, that's the rasgulla. Not here, the rasgulla is quite hard. The burfi, you take the best ones. But actually, if you have the taste, you don't care what it is, it's offered. You're enjoying the other love that you take that. So that is the process of devotional service. So we see that there is hardship. We meditating on the hardship, meditating on the difficult part, then we feel unhappiness. There's no unhappiness. I always see how long I live here in this world. I just keep myself. Throw myself, I do it, and then I feel great. That's how it is. When you meditate and contemplate the sense of enjoyment, a type of relishing, you're relishing it. That's how you do it. So similarly, we need to meditate and focus our mind on Krishna. And then relishing will come, ruchi comes. And that's why Krishna said, manmanarava tanto, become my glory, worship me. So when you worship Krishna and do the puja, it's not just you're showing yourself. You wear a nice silk and you know feather flowing around and everything. It's not only that. It's how your condition of your heart. That's what it says here in your heart. How much love you have in your heart? What's in your heart? Let me see your heart. So when we have love for Krishna, your heart is filled with love for Krishna. That is the condition of devotion. Chetakarpanamajana. The more we chant Hare Krishna, the more heart is being cleansed. This is the only way. Think, oh, I'm so dirty, worked in the kitchen so long, I get the best bar of soap and you clean. You do feel clean, but how do you clean your heart? Chetakarpanamajana. Through chanting, you clean the heart. That's the process. So we develop love for Krishna and service to Krishna. Now, then you will feel ecstatic. So much ecstasy. You won't feel tired. Tired when it comes, like I said, living in stop. So when you throw yourself in the fire of devotional service, then that's the way also to burn away the material in your heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments.
Thank you. So as we in the Prabhupada books where Prabhupada said that we should have to work to satisfy the senses of Krishna, not to our senses, but being as a conditioned soul, sometimes somewhere we look while doing services that it's just I see it just kind of a statement when we see the satisfy the senses for Krishna, but how do we realize, you know, in a practical way while doing service? Because somewhere we look, because while satisfying Krishna's service, while being service, I don't get satisfied myself. So how about this? How do we come out of this mentality, not to look for us anymore?
Well, Krishna says, serving Krishna is a, what is that verse? Blissfully performed. You know that verse? Joyfully performed. Do devotional service, joyfully perform, Krishna says. So, like I said, it's not like Krishna wants pleasure from us. he is so lacking, he is so hungry, oh God, I didn't get an offering, the pujari, the cook didn't turn up, and I didn't get my breakfast, and it was too late, and this half of his burns, forgot the salt, and Krishna says, no, Krishna is not in need of anything. But, so Krishna's, serving Krishna's pleasure, they said, when something is missing, the demigods and Krishna's personal servant, they will make sure Krishna gets it all at the right time, even though we make a mistake. The servant, Krishna's personal servants, they will make sure Krishna gets everything. Krishna will get everything. So the idea is that devotional service in itself is very pleasing. It's fully full of joy. The first step of devotional service, according to Rupa Goswami, is that you feel very happy, blissful. So this is why when you come, join in Krishna consciousness in the beginning, you think more ecstatic. Visharam, Ketan, and then slowly, you start to feel tired and you miss out the material perhaps. But then we need to go deeper, understand more why you are doing it, and study more, search your devotee deeply, more deeper. If you stay on the surface, then you don't get it. You just feel the surface, you're still on the surface. Go deeper in the process, read books, associate, and try to understand, then you'll feel much more understanding there, why you are doing it. That's why Srila Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to preach. Because when you preach, then you feel, I'm not doing this myself. Then you feel the shortcomings. So that's why preaching is important. That because this temple is someone's preaching going on. You all go out every day and preach. If you're joyful, you distribute books. Before we were not doing it long, like I was here 20 years ago, we were selling stuff, t-shirts, and records, and stickers, and stuff like that. At the end of the day, we were just exhausted. We didn't preach. We didn't preach, distributing books. Like I saw this girl here in the street, in Swanson Street, she was very blissful, distributing books. At the time, the Plum Orange was there. And every time I saw her, she had somebody giving books, she was talking. So that's what. So when you preach, when you do service, the taste will come automatically. So how do we understand? But first of all, if we are thinking ourselves at the center, we will be miserable. If we think I'm missing out, I didn't get that. So we are centering ourselves as the enjoyer. Then you have to be humble. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, approach the spiritual master with submissiveness, with humility. So that's possible. Krishna consciousness is not just I will do it and I get the result and then like this. That's short, very short term. If do it, it's pleasing Krishna. If I give you something simple, if I like you, I give you something as a gift and say, wow, I'm so nice, thank you. So you may go away, but in your heart you feel very happy, you think that person was so nice. So the idea is to relish the giving. That's why Rupa Goswami, giving and taking. Not some material things, spiritual. Conversing topics of Krishna and giving spiritual gift, a charity, and then that makes us happy. So we have to always go deeper. So you have to go from the surface to the deeper and understand more. And this is pleasing Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, one time somebody opened the door for Srila Prabhupada. He said, everyone is doing great service to Prabhupada, but one person just opened the door. Prabhupada gave him a big smile. That's all. Not just thank you or anything, give him a garland. Just smile at him. And I met that devotee years later. He said, oh, Prabhupada, what have you done for Prabhupada? I opened the door. And he smiled at me. And then he felt so great. Whole life he's thinking of Prabhupada, smiling at him. So if we do, we have to relish what we do for Krishna. Then the taste comes. But if we center ourselves, we are always trying to enjoy, then you will not get that. You take longer to develop. There are many issues. And if you really do it out of love, out of humility, and like that. It's not a mundane thing. This is a very spiritual lived truth. Revelation comes, giving and taking. Krishna reciprocation, the devotee, when you give. It's not that you offer Krishna and then you don't get it back. Krishna did. There was never a time when the plate comes back empty every time Krishna comes back. That's how everybody's ready there, the plate. Krishna always sends it back. There's never an empty. He's not eating at all. He takes the love that's in the contained in the preparation. He extracts the love and he gives back to you. So Krishna is always reciprocating. So if you further reciprocation, you also have to give to Krishna to get that. So there's transcendental relationship, devotee and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.